This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the Chris Young Show, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today, carsforkids.org. And the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Brought to you by Soda as well, by the way. Good afternoon, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. Pre-game is coming up in 35 minutes here on your home of the Rangers. And Michael Lorenzen debuting tonight. Is that the top thing on your radar going into tonight's game? Or what's rattling around upstairs for you right now?
No, absolutely. We're excited to see Michael debut tonight. Certainly he's a very good major league player, was an all-star last year. He's going to be a huge addition to our rotation, and excited to get him out there. It's familiar territory for him. Obviously, he pitched for the Tigers some, so excited to get him out there and hopefully be a boost to our team and get us rolling here.
Do you think he has a chance? I was looking at how last year went, and maybe the total innings pitched caught up with him, created some fatigue. Are we going to get a even better version of Lorenzen this year?
That's a great question. It's something I think we're hoping for. I think that anytime you push past a barrier, an inning barrier that you've never hit before, there is a fatigue level that sets in. I certainly experienced that in my career. And I think that we probably can attribute some of the struggles down the stretch last year for him to that inning total. That said, he's in phenomenal shape. He's a tremendous worker, and he's really, really motivated. He is mad at the way the industry valued him this winter. And he wants to prove everybody what he is capable of. And I'm excited to see him go out there and do it. And, at the end of the day, he's a very good major league pitcher. And I think he's going to help us out.
See, why you mentioned he's mad about the way that everybody kind of thought about him. Is that something that when you start to evaluate players that you ask them questions like that? Do you say, how do you feel about your situation? Stuff like that. When maybe you get a chance to interview him to bring him on board?
Yeah, we didn't talk to Michael specifically before signing him, but when we do have access to players, we do ask those questions about what drives them, what motivates them. And in this case, his agent did a great job of really representing his thoughts on kind of falling through the cracks of free agency and how he was undervalued or overlooked. And that was, I think, something that really has eaten at him and motivated him. And we're very thankful that he chose to be here, that we were able to scoop him up at the end of free agency. And then tonight we're going to get to see him in action. My hope is that it's going to be a great game, but even if tonight didn't go well, I'm very confident he's going to give us a high-level quality performance over the course of the season.
CY, we've known you now going on here in the second year with you, and you're never going to make excuses about your team or anything like that. But is it hard to evaluate your team right now where you're really at with what you're dealing with some of the injuries that you're having to go through?
Yeah, you know, and you're right. I'm not going to make excuses because we're good enough to win with or without injuries. I believe in our players, and I believe that when we play our best baseball that we can compete with the best teams in the big leagues. And, you know, the last week it's been a little challenging. Oakland is a very scrappy, solid team. You know, we had a ninth inning loss there that really kind of hurt. We would have won two or three against them. And then we went down to Houston, and Houston is a very good team, as we know. And we just didn't play very good baseball. So I think it's a good chance for us to kind of jump back in Detroit, bounce back, and reestablish who we are, what we do well, and just stick to our brand of baseball. And if we do that, we can play with anybody. And I think that we have a very deep team. We've had opportunities for guys to step up and really fill in these injuries. And Josh Smith is a perfect example. He's doing a wonderful job of filling in for Josh Young. You know, he's playing a very good third base. He's played very good short for the days he's played over there when Corey's been off. And so, you know, I have a high level of confidence in our players. We just haven't clicked on all cylinders yet. I think when we've hit, we haven't, you know, pitched to the level we can. And when we've pitched poorly, you know, we obviously those games are tough to win. So if we just stick to who we are, we're going to be just fine. But there's no doubt the injuries are a part of it. Any team that suffers significant injuries to core pieces, they're going to have challenges throughout the year. And, you know, we're facing those right now. My hope is that we're going to get healthy and we're going to roll when we are.
Yeah, the health factor makes it even more challenging. But how tough is it to assess a team with just such small sample sizes at this point?
It is, and it's the middle of a tough stretch right now. I mean, 17 straight is a really tough stretch, especially in April when you're really trying to get your guys kind of just off to a good start. And we've got some young players in Evan and Wyatt who are going through their first full big league season. You know, we've got some veteran players who pitched and played really deep into the season last year, really, you know, into November. And we had abbreviated spring training, some that are coming off injuries. There's just a ton of reasons why, you know, we should expect this to be a tough stretch for us. That said, I know our group and I know their mentality. I know they expect to win every night, and I know they're not happy with the results thus far.
It's CY with you, dropping knowledge on your Rangers. And as a pitcher, you said the increased inning count is something that you experienced during your career as far as adversity to get through. How about punching something that broke your hand? Did you ever have to go through that?
Well, I can say I probably have shared Brock's level of frustration. I just was fortunate enough not to punch anything hard enough that could break my hand. And, you know, it's really an unfortunate circumstance. And I do empathize with Brock. He didn't punch this wall because he was happy with his performance. He didn't punch it because he just didn't care. I mean, there's a high care factor and a high frustration level. Unfortunately, he made a really bad decision in terms of taking it out on the wall and hurting himself and hurting the team. And Brock's got to live with the consequences of that. He's going to miss time, and we're certainly going to miss the healthy version of Brock. But that said, it's a learning moment for everybody. We're certainly going to use this throughout our organization as an example of what not to do when you're frustrated. And Brock, you know, hopefully will come back with, you know, a different understanding of how to handle these moments moving forward that'll better serve himself and the team.
I was thinking about maybe adding some level of like a punch wall in the clubhouse. It's softer, maybe like a foam area, just like this is our designated punching area to let out the obvious frustrations at times.
It's probably not a bad idea, but every person has a different way of dealing with the frustrations and the highs and lows that come with the game. And again, like I said, Brock wants to be great. He really he cares, and it hurts me that, you know, he's this angry and frustrated with himself that he took it out in a way that really hurt himself and the team. That said, you know, we want players that care, and we'd rather have it this way than the opposite.
Now, Boach said lighter possibly Wednesday. What goes into that decision?
Well, we're talking through some options right now, and I don't want to get too far ahead. But as I said, this is a 17-game stretch. Ideally, we were going to have Lorenzen jump back into the rotation this week and give everybody an extra day's rest, go to a six-man rotation for the week, give everybody an extra day here in the middle of this stretch where guys are pitching on 4 days rest early in the season. With Cody Bradford going on the IL, we're not going to be able to do that. So we're considering spot start from a couple different people. And Jack's name has come up in that conversation. And we're going to kind of see how tonight goes and look to make a decision.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
See why I'm going to award my annual steak dinner to whatever the scout was that got you convinced to sign David Robertson, though, as a pitcher and what he's been able to do. A veteran guy, is it one of those things where when you get a guy like that that's kind of seen it all, you just let him go out there and do his own thing, and it looks like that he is just really adapted to everything you guys are asking him to do?
Well, he's been fun to watch. David's been awesome. He's been a great teammate. I've really enjoyed my conversations with him in the clubhouse. He's got a beautiful family who I hope is having a great experience here in Texas, and really just a really real competitor. I mean, not afraid of anything. And this is a guy who's done it on the big stage for a number of different teams, and certainly pitching for the Yankees on those good Yankee teams. And he's really just a great competitor. And, you know, one of my favorite David stories was that before we got to spring training, he sent Mike Maddox his schedule and said, "This is what I need. These are the days I'll pitch, and I'll be ready for the season." And Mike said, "Okay, done." And, normally it's the pitching coach scripting out the pitcher's schedule and kind of mapping it all out. But David just supplied it to Mike, and Mike said, "Good to go." And sure enough, he has been. He's been a lot of fun to watch.
And he's been outstanding for you guys. Do you have to be, and I hate to say this, you have to be careful with somebody that, or is it just he knows himself so well that you don't worry about a guy like that? I mean, he, you know, being at an advanced age, but pitching at such a high level here early in the season.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is you just trust the age and the experience. We're going through something similar right now with Max Scherzer. Max knows his body. He knows his buildup. He knows what he needs. And so we want to make sure we protect the player from himself, mainly because these guys are elite athletes who push the boundaries of what they're capable of doing. And sometimes that does result in injury. But when you have players like Max and David Robertson who've been around and done it, they really know what they need, and they're very honest, and they communicate very well. And so we kind of let them guide us. But again, it speaks to who these guys are, and it really, there's a reason these guys have pitched into their late 30s so successfully. And that's because they have a high care factor, and they are very in tune with their bodies, and they are just elite in every way. It's not just the physical talent, but it's the drive and the work ethic and all the intangibles that have allowed them to play so long and have so much success.
You got Chapman early last year. You were the envy of other front offices.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
It's too early to be talking about that kind of stuff, right? Fans want to know, are you thinking about moves already?
You know, guys, I'm going to throw myself under the bus here, and you guys are so kind to say that we got Chapman early and we're the envy of other front offices. I mean, Cole Reagans is a heck of a pitcher and pitching great for Kansas City, and so I really appreciate you guys not bringing him up. Maybe this is a smart media move to beat you to it and bring it up before you guys can. But, you know,
no,
you savvy, man.
No, I got buddies around the league that are scouting guys. They're like, your guy CY got after this early. Like he was beating everybody to the punch. So we're giving you credit because like I say, these guys I trust. They're saying no, CY's on the job. So that's why we're saying
I'm my own biggest critic. And look, I'll say this. Chappie helped us win the World Series. I have no doubt that we don't get there without him. But Cole Reagans is a phenomenal talent.
Sure.
He's doing great things. He's going to have a great career. And I'm really happy for him. He's getting the runway he needed and deserved in Kansas City. And we couldn't quite provide that to him last year as we were in win now mode. That said, you know, hindsight's 2020 with these things. But last year's team got off to such a hot start. It really allowed us to be aggressive early. I think part of it, too, was that we saw how thin the bullpen was. It was a clear need. And when we had the opportunity to move and acquire Chappie, we did what it took to get him. And he certainly helped us win. He was, for a stretch there, I thought the best reliever in baseball for a 6 or 8 week stretch there midseason. And, you know, helped us into the postseason, too. So, you know, we're going to stay open-minded. I don't know exactly what the needs are going to be. They may change between now and the time the trade deadline rolls around. I just hope that we're in a position early enough that it's very clear that we're buying, and then at that point we'll do our best to upgrade the team.
Yeah, anybody brings up that Reagans thing, you just, you know, act like you're pondering about it and put your thumb on your chin and show them that championship ring. I'd say it's worth it, CY.
It definitely was. That said, Cole, like I said, he's we'll miss him in time, I have no doubt, but I'm wishing him the best.
That won't make you gun shy, will it?
No, I mean, you gotta give up something to get something, and if we're trying to win, I'm always going to be aggressive and give our guys the best chance to win championships. That's what this game is about, and it worked out last year. We made some bold moves with, you know, acquiring Chapman and Monty and Scherzer. And, you know, I think each one of those in their own way helped us win a championship. And, you know, we lost some really good players too, but, you know, nobody's going to trade that for the championship we won.
I love it, sir. Have yourself a great afternoon. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Great chatting with you.
There's CY, the CY Show, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. The money quote, we're going to get healthy. And we're going to roll.
There we go. Like it.
Salute. Okay, Jared Sandler joins you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation. Pre-game's coming up at 5 o'clock here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.